And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens once again, and in studio I have Sandra Henderson. She's the coordinator for the Bend Food Project Quilt Sale. How are you this morning?
Oh, Dave, I'm great, and thank you so much for having me back to promote what is now the fourth annual Bend Food Project Quilt Sale.
Wow, how did it get started? So 4 years ago, someone just said, you know what we need to do is a quilt sale for food.
Well, yes, you pretty much 4 years ago, my good friend Judy Johnson and I, we realized we had so many quilts, as many quilters do. We had a surplus. We thought, well, what do we do with them all? Well, maybe we could sell some. And then we realized, well, if we're going to sell quilts, it really should be benefiting others because we enjoy making them so much. We end up with a lot of them. So Judy and I had a little mini sale and thought, well, let's see what happens. We were hoping to raise $5,000. We ended up raising almost $15,000.
Oh, wow.
We knew we were onto something.
Yeah, yeah. Now, where does the proceeds go from this fourth annual?
Every nickel, 100% of the proceeds goes to the Giving Plates kids programs. There's a number of them. The Giving Plate, of course, is a food bank here in Bend.
Do you set up a goal every year? Or I'm assuming it's grown every year first one, right?
Yes, it has grown tremendously. The first one, we did almost 15,000. We were flabbergasted the next year when we brought in almost $25,000.
Wow.
Last year, and a lot of it is due to the wonderful promotion of people like you, Dave. I really appreciate it. And your listeners out there who supported this sale, we raised $37,403 selling quilts. So, of course, we hope to exceed that, but I'd be very happy if we just made that amount again. That buys a lot of food for local kids.
Yeah, yeah. What a great cause this is, too. The quilts, how many people do you now have involved making quilts for this project?
Well, I'm delighted to tell you that as of this past week, we have now had over 100 quilters from Central Oregon be part of this donating quilts for the last 4 years. We are so fortunate in Central Oregon. We have so many talented, generous, and dedicated quilters who have really embraced this very colorful fundraiser.
That's great. So this thing is coming up on November 1st. Is that a Saturday?
It is Saturday, November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And it's at the Unitarian Fellowship. They're doing a lot of events out there at Skyline Ranch Road. Easy to find. You can look that up. Unitarian. There's a longer name for it, but I'm going to just say Unitarian Fellowship. Look it up. You'll be able to find
up
it pretty
Skyline
easy.
Skyline Ranch Road.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
facility.
Neat. Are you still looking for quilters at all, or are we pretty much
We've
done with that part?
We've got a lot this year. We had a tremendous amount donated, and in fact, one local, Kathy Shaker, the owner of the Quilt Basket here in Bend, donated over 50 of her shop samples. Now, Dave, shop samples are the quilts that entice quilters to buy patterns and kits and fabric. These are beautifully made. They hang in the shops and, of course, as part of a sales promotion. Kathy has donated over 50 of them to us. These will go quickly.
All right. The stupid quilt question, okay? Because I don't know a whole lot about my mom quilted.
I know. I remember from
but,
last year.
Definitely not a professional like you guys are. Is there like a standard size for a quilt? Or can they be any size?
That's a great question. We have everything from small kids' quilts to king-size quilts, with most quilts being nice lap size, the kind you can, you know, snuggle up on a cold day and get kind of cozy. The quilts are very, very reasonably priced. We have a price range about $50 for the smaller ones up to $500. They go for much less than they're worth, but it's a fundraiser.
They're a great gift, too. I have
a
quilt in my car just in case I get stranded at government camp or something that my mom made when I was a kid.
Oh, that's great.
And boy, when you get one of those, I don't know, it's like Linus's blanket. Once you've become attached to a quilt, it's your buddy.
We agree. As quilters, we fully agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think you sleep better when you sleep under a quilt. It's
sure.
like having a warm hug from someone you love.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. Okay, so November 1st. Do you guys have a website or anything? What's the best way to get more information if you want to get more?
Go to our website.
Okay.
That is B as in Bend, F as in food, P as in project, bfpquiltsale.org. bfpquiltsale.org.
All right. Sandra, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you again.
Been talking to Sandra Henderson. She's a coordinator for the Bend Food Project Quilt Sale coming up on the 1st of November. Don't miss it. It'll be at the Unitarian Fellowship there on Skyline Ranch Road in Bend. And give us the website one more time.
bfpquiltsale.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.